Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Do you remember the Captain and Tennille from the 70s? Their song, Love Will Keep Us Together. If you do, you probably recall that the captain, Daryl Dragon, had really big dark eyes. I thought they were gorgeous. Well, it turns out he has a genetic condition called megalophthalmos that made them look so big. I found out that there are other celebrities who also have eye or vision problems, and I'm sure you can relate to some of these. The article is from the American Academy of Ophthalmology website, AAO.org, and their motto is Protecting Sight, Empowering Lives. The headline reads, 10 Celebrities, Chronic Eye Diseases and Conditions. The article was written by Hyun Shin, edited by Linda Apolis. 10 stars who don't let vision problems slow them down. Being diagnosed with a serious eye condition can be a daunting experience, but you may find comfort in knowing that you're not alone. You might even share the same condition as a famous actor, a recording artist, or even a TV host. Here is a list of 10 celebrities who have dealt with chronic eye diseases and conditions. The first one, Brittany Howard. Brittany Howard is the lead singer of the soul rock band called Alabama Shakes. She overcame eye cancer called retinoblastoma. She became blind in one eye due to having the disease as a child. In 2016, her band scored 3 Grammys, winning Best Alternative Music Album, Best Rock Performance, and Best Rock Song. You'll be hearing more about retinoblastoma later in the program. Next is Mila Kunis. She is popularly known for her role on the Emmy Award-winning television series That 70s Show. She's also had many box office hits. Actress Mila Kunis revealed to Cosmopolitan in 2011 that she was blind in one eye for many years due to chronic iritis. And more about iritis, which is a form of uveitis, later in the show. Next, we have Missy Elliott. A Grammy Award-winning musician, Missy Elliott, who revealed in 2011 that she had been struggling with Graves' disease, an autoimmune disorder that leads to the overactivity of the thyroid gland. This condition affected her in many ways, including her eyes. When Graves' disease affects the eyes, it is known as thyroid-associated ophthalmopathy, which can cause the eye to protrude or bulge. Elliott's condition improved with therapy and treatment, and she continues to lead a very active life. Next, we come to John Goodman. Academy Award-winning actor John Goodman mentioned in a 2013 interview that he was taking time off to take care of his health. This included undergoing surgery to treat his cataracts. This procedure involves removing the eye's natural lens, which has become clouded, and replacing it with a clear artificial lens implant called an intraocular lens, or IOL. And on this program recently, you heard a lot about cataracts and cataract surgery. The next famous celebrity is Bono. The lead singer of the band U2, Bono announced he had glaucoma in 2014 and that he has been dealing with the condition for many years. He serves as a great example of how many people with glaucoma can keep their sight and still lead very active lives with treatment. Now we'll take a break from the list of celebrities, and I have a section here called 4 Things You Can Learn About Glaucoma from Bono. This was written by Linda Apolis, reviewed by Dr. J. Kevin McKinney. The article starts out by saying one of the biggest glaucoma-related news stories of 2014 was Bono's revelation that he has the condition of glaucoma. While his comments about it have been brief, there are important tips that the public can learn about glaucoma following the rock star's announcement. Number one, having glaucoma does not mean you have to go blind. When Bono announced he had glaucoma, he revealed that he has had the condition for many years. He serves as a great example of how many people with glaucoma can keep their sight and still lead very active lives if they treat it early enough. In fact, the probability of blindness due to glaucoma has decreased by nearly half since 1980. Researchers believe that advances in diagnosis and therapy are likely causes for this decrease. The second thing you can learn about glaucoma from Bono, the number two, glaucoma treatments work. It's no wonder the public never suspected that Bono had an eye disease. That's how effective glaucoma treatments, such as medicated eye drops and minimally invasive surgery, can be. And here's a quote from him, "I have good treatments and I am going to be fine," Bono said at the time of his announcement. The third point he makes, the earlier you get diagnosed, the better. The key to preventing vision loss from glaucoma is early diagnosis. While the details of his treatment have not been shared with the public, 57-year-old Bono said he has had the disease for over 20 years, so it is likely that he was diagnosed at an early stage. Blindness from glaucoma can often be prevented with early treatment. The fourth point, glaucoma may have no obvious symptoms in its early stages. As you get older, it is especially important to have regular medical eye exams. The only sure way to diagnose glaucoma is with a complete dilated eye exam. A screening that only checks eye pressure is not enough to find glaucoma. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends that all adults, even if they have no signs or symptoms of eye problems, get a baseline eye examination at least by age 40. That's for all adults, a baseline exam by the age of 40. And this is the time when early signs of disease or changes in vision may occur. A baseline exam like this can help identify signs of eye disease at an early stage when many treatments can have the greatest impact on preserving vision. Of course, if you have any problems with your vision or eye comfort before the age of 40, don't wait. Make an appointment with an ophthalmologist right away. Now we'll go back to the list of celebrities. You might have heard about this one, Dame Judi Dench. Known widely for her role as M in the James Bond films, Academy Award-winning actress Dame Judi Dench revealed that she has age-related macular degeneration. Although her vision has limited her in some capacity, Dench has not allowed the disease to slow her down, and she continues to appear in films. She is now 82 years old, and you'll hear more later about drusen, which is a key part of a macular degeneration diagnosis. The next celebrity is Apple Diep. Yes, that's his name, Apple Diep. He's as a member of the Grammy Award-winning group, the Black Eyed Peas. Apple Diep underwent surgery to correct his long-time vision impairment, known as nystagmus. His vision declined so much that he had trouble making out faces. After having the procedure to correct his eyesight, Apple Diep's vision improved. He said, "I can actually see people from a distance now," he said. "And from my information, nystagmus is a rapid and uncontrolled movement of the eyes." Next, we come to Roseanne Barr. Best known for the hit comedy show Roseanne, Roseanne Barr recently announced that she has not one but two chronic eye diseases. Barr said she had been diagnosed with both glaucoma and age-related degeneration. She is 64 years old. And now once again, we'll take a break from the list of celebrities with some information. This one is titled Living with Two or More Eye Diseases, like Roseanne Barr is doing right now. This was written by Dale Kern, and it was reviewed by Dr. Ann Summers and Dr. Rahul Karana. Ophthalmologists explain that Roseanne is not alone. In April of 2015, comedian Roseanne Barr announced to the public that she has not one but two chronic eye diseases that have the potential to rob her of her sight. Barr said that she had been diagnosed with both glaucoma, which can erode the peripheral or side vision, and also age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which can advance to damage the central vision. But Barr is not alone. Having more than one eye disease or condition is not uncommon as people age. Here's a quote, "Almost all people over 65 have more than one eye problem," says Dr. Ann Summers, a comprehensive ophthalmologist. And she continues by saying, in fact, I routinely treat people with diabetic retinopathy, AMD, glaucoma, and cataracts, all in the same eye, she says. The article continues, some eye diseases require a specialist's help. For example, AMD occurs in the retina, the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye that allows people to see. When someone's AMD becomes advanced, they will typically be referred to a retinal specialist. This is an ophthalmologist who has had special training in retina-related conditions. And a quote, I see patients with both glaucoma and AMD, said Dr. Rahul Khurana, a retinal specialist. He continues, I work with their ophthalmologist or glaucoma specialist to manage the glaucoma while I take care of their AMD. It's very important to coordinate care for these patients. Sometimes having multiple eye diseases or conditions can mean more appointments and more therapies, but it does not mean that vision loss is inevitable. Recent advances in early diagnosis and treatment have increased patient options. The key is to keep up with those appointments and care routines. Seniors who have not had an eye exam in the last 3 years may qualify for a program called Eye Care America, a public service program of the Foundation of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Eye Care America provides eye exams and care at no out-of-pocket costs for eligible seniors age 65 and older. This is through its network of more than 6,000 volunteer ophthalmologists. You can Google or visit the website Eye Care America to see if you or your loved ones qualify. And that's eye care is written as all one word, E-Y-E-C-A-R-E, and then the word America. Google it. See if you might qualify for no out-of-pocket costs for vision care. Next, we'll go back to that list, and we have two more people to tell you about. Larry King, one of the most notable figures in television, award-winning talk show host Larry King, underwent surgery to treat cataracts in 2009. Upon his retirement from CNN, Larry King continues to write and appear on television. Next, we come to one I'm sure you have heard of, Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, one of the most famous musicians of our time, was born blind due to a condition called retinopathy of prematurity. This is an eye disease that occurs in a small percentage of premature babies, where abnormal blood vessels grow on the retina. Despite the disease, Stevie Wonder has persevered in a big way. Now, age 67, the musician has garnered 25 Grammy Awards, as well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and he continues to make strides in his career. In 2009, President Barack Obama awarded him with the prestigious Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Next, we'll go on to some explanations of some of the things that I mentioned. The first article is, What is Drusen? This was written by David Porter. And if you recall, Drusen is part of the diagnosis for macular degeneration. And from what I just read, Judy Dench has that, and so does Roseanne Barr. So now we ask, what are Drusen? Drusen, it's spelled D-R-U-S-E-N. Drusen are yellow deposits under the retina. Drusen are made up of lipids, a fatty protein. Drusen likely do not cause age-related macular degeneration, AMD, but having drusen increases a person's risk of developing AMD. There are different kinds of drusen. Hard drusen are small, distinct, and far away from one another. This type of drusen may not cause vision problems for a long time, if at all. Soft drusen are large and cluster closer together. Their edges are not as clearly defined as hard drusen. This type of soft drusen increases the risk for AMD. There is one other kind that's called drusen of the optic nerve. Drusen can also occur in the optic nerve. These drusen are made up of protein and calcium salts and generally appear in both eyes. Unlike the drusen associated with AMD and the optic nerve drusen, also known as optic disc drusen, these optic nerve drusens are not related to aging, and they actually often appear in children. Optic nerve drusen usually do not affect vision, but some patients with these drusen may lose their peripheral or their side vision. Drusen causes. Drusen occur naturally with age. The exact relationship between degenerative macular degeneration and drusen is not clear. However, having soft drusen is a sign of AMD. We have some drusen symptoms for you. Most people with drusen do not have any symptoms. Often a routine eye exam will incidentally reveal their presence. Hard drusen are not a symptom of eye disease. However, the presence of a large number of soft drusen is an early sign of dry age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. The symptoms of AMD include hazy vision, difficulty seeing when you're going from bright light to low light, and a blank or a blurry spot in the middle of your central vision. Optic nerve drusen also often do not produce symptoms. However, some patients with optic nerve drusen experience vision problems, including a loss of peripheral or side vision, and maybe temporary flickering or graying out of their vision. So who is at risk for drusen, both of the kinds? Drusen are typically a result of aging and are commonly found in people age 60 and older. Caucasians are more likely to develop drusen, as well as age-related macular degeneration. Soft drusen are associated with AMD. Risk factors for AMD include a family history of the disease, smoking, and abnormal cholesterol levels. The risk of developing optic nerve drusen is also increased for people who are of Caucasian descent or who have a family history of the disease. Next is called drusen diagnosis. Drusen are detected during a dilated eye exam. To check your eyes, your ophthalmologist will dilate your pupils using dilating eye drops and examine your eyes with an ophthalmoscope. This is the device that allows him or her to see into the retina and other areas at the back of the eye. This examination will allow him or her to see if drusen are present. If your ophthalmologist detects soft drusen, he or she may have you use an Amsler grid to check for macular degeneration symptoms. And these might be things like wavy, blurry, or dark areas in your vision. If your ophthalmologist thinks you have optic nerve drusen, he or she may order additional imaging tests to confirm this diagnosis. They mentioned an Amsler grid. You know what that is, right? It's a square, usually a business card size or a little bigger than that, maybe 3x5 card size, and it's covered with squares, little tiny grid marks. And if you see any waving line of those grid mark lines or anything, you're supposed to call your doctor right away. Next section is called drusen treatment. Hard drusen do not need to be treated. If your ophthalmologist finds hard drusen during a routine eye exam, he or she may want to watch them regularly to make sure they do not develop into soft drusen. Because soft drusen are a sign of age-related macular degeneration, your ophthalmologist will follow the AMD treatment appropriate for you. Trying to eliminate the drusen will not improve your AMD. If you have optic nerve drusen without symptoms, you should be monitored regularly. There is no treatment for optic nerve drusen either. In rare cases where choroidal neovascular membranes develop, laser treatment may be appropriate. So that's it about drusen, D-R-U-S-E-N. Ask your eye doctor about that the next time you go. The next section, also going back to the article of celebrities, about celebrities, is retinoblastoma. And this is in regard to Brittany Howard, who was mentioned early in the program. Brittany had became blind in one eye when she had the disease as a child. She's a rock musician. So the question is, what is retinoblastoma? This article was written by Kirsten Boyd, and it was reviewed by Dr. Raj Maturi. Retinoblastoma is a cancer of the eye. It begins in the retina, the layer of nerve cells lining the back of the eye. It happens when nerve cells in the retina change, growing in size and number. The cells eventually form a tumor. The cells usually spread in and around the eye. They can also spread to other parts of the body, including the brain or the spine. Retinoblastoma usually affects young children, though it can sometimes occur in adults. Children with retinoblastoma may have inherited a gene from their parents that caused the disease. These children tend to get retinoblastoma at an earlier age, and it happens in both eyes. Retinoblastoma symptoms: when light shines in the eye, as with flash photography, you may notice the usually dark pupil looking white. When you shine like a flash photography, a bright light, the pupil looks white. This is a sign of retinoblastoma. But here are some other signs of retinoblastoma: eyes that appear to be looking in different directions, redness of the eye, swelling of the eye. If you notice anything unusual about your child's eyes, call your child's doctor right away. If you have a family history of retinoblastoma, be sure to let your child's doctor know. Ask the doctor about regular eye exams for your child to check for retinoblastoma. Next, retinoblastoma diagnosis. An ophthalmologist will do a complete medical exam to diagnose a retinoblastoma. The doctor will do imaging tests to see if retinoblastoma is affecting other areas around the eye. Your child's ophthalmologist may refer you to other specialists such as cancer doctors or a genetic counselor. Retinoblastoma treatment. How retinoblastoma is treated depends on the tumor and whether the cancer has spread to other areas. The goal of treatment is to save vision whenever possible. The treatments might include chemotherapy, a drug treatment. This is when chemicals travel throughout the body to kill cancer cells. Chemotherapy may help shrink a tumor so that another treatment can then be used to treat the remaining cancer cells. Chemotherapy may also be used to treat cancer that has spread outside the eyeball or to other areas of the body. Another treatment option would be radiation therapy. This uses beams of energy to kill cancer cells. In some cases, a small disc of radioactive material is placed in or near the tumor. This disc is left in place for some time to kill tumor cells. In other cases, radiation is applied to the tumor from outside the body. A large machine beams energy targeted right at the tumor. Another possible treatment would be laser therapy. In that case, a laser may be used to destroy the blood vessels that feed the tumor, thereby killing the cancer cells. And then there's cold treatment. You know the name cryotherapy. An extremely cold substance, such as liquid nitrogen, is used to freeze the cancer cells. Once the cells freeze, the substance is removed and the cells thaw out. This process of freezing and thawing is repeated, and it kills the cancer cells. Another possible treatment would be heat treatment, which is called thermotherapy. And similarly, extreme heat is targeted at cancer cells in order to kill them. And then we come to a rather drastic one, in my opinion, surgery. And the term for this is called enucleation. If a tumor has grown too much for other treatments, surgery may be needed to remove the eyeball. This may help keep the cancer from spreading to other areas of the body. After removing the eyeball, the surgeon places an artificial eye implant in the eye socket. The eye's muscles are attached to the implant. Eventually, the eye's muscles will move this eyeball just as they did with the natural eye. However, the implanted eyeball cannot see. Several weeks after surgery, a custom-made artificial eye can be made to match the healthy eye. This new eye clips onto the eye implant and sits right behind the eyelids, just like the natural eye did. Again, this eye will not see. However, it will look and move like the healthy eye. Removing an eye will affect a child's vision. However, most children do adapt very well over time. In many cases, it will not even be obvious that the child has an artificial eye. Next, we come to uveitis, and the most common form of uveitis is iritis, which is affecting Mila Kunis. This article is written by Kirsten Boyd and reviewed by Dr. Robert Janigian. Uveitis occurs when the middle layer of the eyeball gets inflamed. This layer, called the uvea, has many blood vessels that nourish the eye. Uveitis can damage vital eye tissue, leading to permanent vision loss. There are three types of uveitis. They are based on which part of the uvea is affected. Swelling of the uvea near the front of the eye is called anterior uveitis. This starts suddenly, and symptoms can last up to 8 weeks. Some forms of this uveitis are ongoing, while others go away and keep coming back. Next, we're going to the swelling of the uvea in the middle of the eye, and this is called intermediate uveitis. These symptoms can last for a few weeks to many years. This form can go through cycles of getting better and then getting worse. And then we have the swelling of the uvea toward the back of the eye, and this is called posterior uveitis. Symptoms for this develop gradually, and they can last for many years. And sometimes in severe cases of uveitis, all layers may be involved. The causes of uveitis, doctors do not always know what causes uveitis. You are more likely to get uveitis if you have or have had infections such as shingles, herpes simplex, simplex virus, syphilis, Lyme disease, and parasites such as toxoplasmosis. Or if you might have had a systemic inflammatory disease such as the IBS or rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, or if you've had an eye injury. And then here's a wake-up call, smoking. Cigarettes, cigars, or pipes, and I think I'm going to add secondhand smoke. All these things increase your risk of getting uveitis. And the symptoms, once again, can develop suddenly, including having a red eye with or without pain, being very sensitive to bright light, having blurry vision, or seeing floaters. Contact your ophthalmologist right away if you notice any of these symptoms. Well, here's something for you to think about as the program ends today. Remember, our program is about celebrities. The quote is, "When you become famous, being famous becomes your profession." This was said by James Carville, a lawyer that you might associate with the politics of the Clinton family. He and his family now live in New Orleans, where he is a professor of political science at Tulane University. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.